we had a great time yesterday. It was a really fun bit that it just very impromptu that Saroy and I and Peter kind of threw together on 24 hours notice, and we end up having a race down there, a bunch of races down in the plaza area. And
those wind up being the best.
Yeah,
well, you're planning for days and days and days,
I know.
And you're talking something out. Happens, you have an idea, boom, it works. The next day it's out there, and I think everyone feels good about it.
Yeah, it was cool. So
it was fun. It was fun to listen to.
I don't want to rehash everything because every show was hammered it today, but you kind of know what happened. Killer was brought in to race my kid, and Saroy raced my kid, and then I raced Killer. So this is what I want to talk to you about, though.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing Killer run, which I think we all were down there, Peter was down there and can attest to it, we were like, oh my God, what's happening here?
It was a lot better than we all expected.
Yeah, yeah, and it was good to see from Doc Killer. So for the first time, though, and I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
For the first time in my life, I felt my age. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
good Lord, does it ever.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't run. Like, I mean, I was felt like I was stuck in... I've not sprinted in forever. Mm-hmm. No one's ever, you know, just said, go run. You know, just that's not part of my workout regimen or anything like that. I've run plenty of, like, you know, little pickup football games here and there, but nothing just run straight ahead for 40, 50 yards or whatever it is. I couldn't move. Like, I could feel my brain is telling me one thing, and my body was not doing it.
You did have old man form on the video.
Yeah, and it was so weird.
You could see it in your face literally within the first second of the start of the race, because you get this weird smile.
Yeah.
And look.
I knew.
Like,
I was like, I'm screwed.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't run. Like, I could not run. And that's the first time, no lie, that I'm like, oh my God, I'm aging.
I'm 50.
What is this aging thing, man? And it's never been with any other sport, you know. I've never really thought about that I'm on the senior tour type thing. It's never crossed my mind. And I walked out of there yesterday going, I am 50. And this is what happens. My dad used to be on a soccer team when I was growing up. And I would go watch him play, and you know, it was old man soccer, what I thought at the time. And the dudes were probably between 35 and 45. And Peter, you still play, right?
I still play indoor and outdoor.
Yeah. And how old are you?
51.
Okay. And my dad was about 45. I was 10, I remember, and he had me when he was like 34, 35. And we got in the car, and he was like a mess, all muddy, and he was pissed off because their team lost, and he was a much bigger a-hole as far as, like, if he lost in sports than I ever was. I mean, he was mad still at that age. He got really upset. I was like, what's wrong? He was like, I can't run anymore. I can't run. And he's driving, you know, and he's frustrated and flipping people off and, you know, just all pissed off. And it never made sense to me. I'm like, what do you mean? Why can't you run? I just can't run anymore. And that kind of stuck with me. And then my grandfather, when I was a little kid, I would go up there at Oklahoma, and we would go out in the backyard. I'd be the same age, 10, 11, 12, and he's 70 or something like mm-hmm. that. And we would throw the football just back and forth like you would, over and over and over for 2 hours. We were just sitting there throwing the football, and the next day, my grandpa and I would wake up. I'm like, let's go throw the football. And he's like, I can't move my shoulder. I'm like, why? I just can't move my shoulder. It hurts too bad. I was like, this is so weird. Y'all are so gay.
It's so old, man.
Yeah.
I hate it here.
It sucks. Everything sucks. And so yesterday was, that was it, man. I mean, I'm no good at like shooting a basketball. I've never been good at shooting a basketball, but like even playing with my kids and sometimes with the adults in the neighborhood, I feel that my just dribbling skills in general and being able to drive to the basket, that's not horrible. Like, it's never real. I've never been like, God, this feels weird. It felt weird.
Yesterday?
Weird. And I'm like, well, that's it.
There's definitely a moment where you just realize your motor skills just change.
Yeah, it's
that you use for athletic
sure.
activities. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
something. It just you just wake up one morning and you're like, that's not operating the way it normally does.
No, and you know what? To be honest, I'm in better physical shape now than I was when I was 25. Hands down,
I am too.
Hands down,
right?
And a lot of it is, you know, not drinking like a fish, you know, five nights a week or whatever it was back then and going out and just destroying myself.
Licking toads.
Licking all the toads. Oh, a toad, sweet. you know, just eating hamburgers and pizza. You know, everything's changed. I've become way more diet conscious and all that. I've had some injuries because of marathon races where...
And girls' basketball games.
And girls' basketball games. That I've had to overcome, and now I feel like that I've tailored whatever these workouts that I've been doing now for the last 5 years, it finally has paid off to where I don't have a bad spot. You know, my knee is fine now after surgery. I had a really bad hip that I dealt with physical therapy-wise, and everything's fine now, yet I can't run. Like, literally, it was just like...
But if you have to go and run a couple of miles, I think you'd be fine.
Absolutely. That's no problem, but that's totally different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's different, but it's the whole sprint thing. You haven't sprinted in a while, and it hit you right in the face.
Yeah,
When you're just watching Killer's ass in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been anybody. It could have been Peter. It could have been anybody yesterday, and I would have still, win or lose, been like, there's something wrong with me, you know?
Wait, do you think I'm slow?
I do not. I do not think you're slow.
Oh, sounds like you said that
all
to me.
All right, let's go race.
Race.
No, I'm
let's
total,
go race.
I'm totally slow.
But yeah, and I played soccer for a long time, too. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you know, that I played in that pickup game with FC Dallas and the Foo Fighters, like, it was 2 years ago. And I was flying all over the field. I felt great. And
that's because you were showing off for the Foo Fighters.
Maybe so, but that was full on soccer. It was a full 90-minute game, and it was hardcore. You know, I'm playing midfield, just sprinting back and forth. Didn't feel anything, and that may be the last time that I sprinted. But still, it's different when you're playing a sport as opposed to go
running. Yes.
Yeah, and you know that you sprint. Mm-hmm. You when you're doing your workouts, you guys sprint, right?
We sprint a lot.
I'm almost tempted to get involved in something like that to see if I can somehow...
To get it back?
Piece whatever I...
You can.
You can?
Yes. You can.
Because, son of a bitch, that was weird. That was just weird.
I am happy that Killer had his day in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get a lot of those around here.
No.
And he was the king.
He was. I'm super proud of him.
We talked about it earlier. I thought that Killer would... beat your son because of the sheer fact he's a grown man. And there's going to be a point of time where your son is going to have to take too many strides to try to catch him, even if they're
4-1.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought Killer was going to win, but even he did surprise me with his
form
agility.
Was good.
Yes, it was.
Because I guarantee you're in the same boat. The reason Killer was chosen in the first place, because anybody else that we work with, anybody, I would have been like, no, 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 no. They'll beat him. They'll beat my kid. But Killer.
Right.
That's the interesting one.
Now, yesterday, as he's, you know, tanning your hide a little bit, you did proclaim that he probably would beat everyone that worked here. I would definitely take Mino. I would definitely take Jake. 100% take Blake.
Yeah, yeah. I said on air, I think. Yeah.
And I take me.
Yeah, yeah. And then we came to the conclusion that you could, but I don't think anybody else can that's on the air. Now, Jake.
He's it's stunning how much faster he is than I ever had in my mind, especially after that initial, like, out of the starting blocks
Let's not put them in the Olympics just
no
yet.
One it, dude.
No, that's not
because
it.
Because we're all just thinking he's faster than what we thought.
You're going from...
He's still kind of slow.
You're going from a baseline, though, of a mentally of zero.
Right. Like, right? I would have assumed he would be like a Volkswagen Bug in terms of speed. And yeah. I'm not saying he's a Ferrari or a Porsche. He's more like... big Cadillac. It just kind of gets up and goes faster than you expect it to.
I was surprised.
More like a Ford Focus.
I was surprised that he could get moving the first 10 yards. I thought that was where the biggest difference would be between him and my kid, was that my kid would build a 5-yard lead in the first 10 yards because just boom, the little kid start. But Killer
got up to speed and held it
instantly. Instantly was in front, which was weird.
Kind of like a Tesla.
After watching the video, I'm going to have give your kid a little advice. Run through the tape.
Yeah.
Don't get a little frustrated. Maybe he had a few more steps in him that he could have made a little bit more ground up, run through the tape.
The second one he tried the way through.
And it was way closer the second time than the first time.
Yeah.
But it was a fun listen.
Yeah, that's all that we were going for was... Hopefully it came across as a good bit. It is weird to be down there because there were like 4 or 5 P1s, just kind of stragglers that were kind of made their way down there. Where typically it would be like, let's invite anybody and everybody down there for a big event. And then you can't really, and this is the first time that I've seen any listeners at all in 4 months.
Sure.
And you don't even know what to do.
Well, then you let them down.
I did let them down. No, trust me, I didn't let them down. They were rooting against me, as I would have been, too. But I would, you want to walk up to him and be like, hey, man, what's up? And you give him a handshake and a bro hug and all that. And it's just like, hello.
I know.
How are you?
So I know it's not going to stop some of the Corby bragging montages, but can we get it out of the way that you're not gaining 100 yards against Grambling?
Now, no. 20 years ago, or 15 when I made the proclamation, 150.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't
what we're going to do?
It just won't stop.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to watch that game. I'm going to call TCU. We're going to get the film of that game. I'm going to show you the holes that were created where your mother could have gained at least 80. I am not.
No, she would not.
I'm
have.
Not kidding. It was just drive a bus as often as you want to. It was the most amazing offensive line show, or lack thereof, defensive line I have ever seen. And then you'll say, sorry, little buddy. You were right all along.
I'm just saying, Mr. Goral, go all 7, gain 100 yards. I don't know, a triple-double against the girls.
I didn't say that.
Run triple circles double. Around Killer.
I didn't say
all that stuff.
I didn't say that. Hey, I also caught 14 for 286 from Roger Staubach, Captain America. Thank you very much.
Could you beat Joe Looney still?
No, I can't beat Joe Looney.
Couldn't to begin with. Admit it.
No, I can't. There was a time.
No. You will not go down easily.
No, I won't.